Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
So, of course, we have to talk about the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. And, you know, we had gotten news a couple days ago, very ill. She did have pancreatic cancer. I didn't know this because, remember, family members were coming out saying, well, we can't talk about it yet, the, you know, why she's so gravely ill. And she did have a tumor removed back in 2010, and they said that could add 10 to 15 years to her life. 8 years, not so bad, but past couple of years were a little bit of struggle. She was performing, I think, up until last year. But the crazy part about this is that she died on the same day Elvis died, 41 years ago yesterday, to the date.
Okay. We get in here like around 5. Jill has been going on and on about that. Like, we just like it.
I'm Robert Stack.
I just think it's
is
so
unsolved mysteries.
It's so coincidental.
Both, what were they born on?
No, he died. They just died on the same day. He was referred to as the king. She was referred to as the queen.
They both died on the same night. One referred to as the king, the other the queen. Could there be some kind of ecoplastic connection?
You don't think that's weird? Because I think that's a crazy coincidence.
It's a crazy coincidence.
I hate you so much.
The king and the queen.
Wow. You know, and I lived in Memphis for a very long time, so Elvis is kind of like ingrained in my head, so I knew that. So as soon as I heard that she passed away, I was like, oh my God, Elvis died today too.
Or is it a part of a broader conspiracy concerning artists passing away?
So here's, I mentioned this to Rick this morning. He's like, oh my gosh, we have to talk about that just because it's so ridiculous. So you may or may not know of the artist that goes by the name Ariana Grande. Some people might know her, some people might not.
She's cute.
She's a little bitty thing. She liked Aretha Franklin a lot. She's a great singer, too. But her listeners and her fans kept tweeting out yesterday with grave concern over Ariana Grande because Ariana Grande's new album, Sweetener, is supposed to come out today, and they thought the death of Aretha Franklin was going to overshadow her album sales.
And they're right.
Oh, darn it.
Aretha should have waited a few days so she could release her album without distraction. So are these like little 12-year-olds with no brain that have access to a computer or phone? I mean,
accurate.
I don't
all
know
accounts.
Who this Aretha Franklin lady is, but she's totally ruining Ariana Grande's new album.
That's probably how they said it too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Leave Ariana alone.
Oh, I loved that. So if you're going to the theaters this weekend, I kind of want to see all of these. One of the movies that's out. Which one do you want me to do first, Rick?
I don't know.
You care?
Do that weird Asian one because that's been throwing
this
me for a loop.
This looks really good. It's called Crazy Rich Asians.
In theaters, Crazy Rich Asians. Critics say it'll be so blazing hot at the box office, you'll need to put a red star next to it on the menu. Yeah. Crazy Rich Asians. Now play.
I'm sure that triggered some millennial somewhere.
I know. But it's funny because what it's about is this regular girl from New York that dates this guy from Singapore, and she goes home to meet his family, and she finds out that they're insanely rich. Wouldn't that be the best surprise ever?
Oh,
my boyfriend's family's rich. The next one is Mile 22. Do you have that one?
Mark Wahlberg is a CIA agent in Mile 22. His mission is to rescue a man in grave danger. He's the guy who puts up Christmas decorations at the mall before Labor Day. Mile 22, now showing.
My other weird crush is in that movie too, John Malkovich. And then we got the one that I kind of want to see. It's kind of Transformer-ish.
What?
I know, you think I have the weirdest
John
crush.
Malkovich?
I used to have a weird crush on
Jeff
him.
Jeff Goldblum, John Malkovich. What are you like, a homeless, homely-looking guy?
Danny
what is
DeVito.
Wrong with
you?
Yeah. And you would never
Tom
know
Tom Arnold.
He'd be the hot
Jeff
one.
Jeff Goodman.
It was like a long time ago, not anymore, though. And then Alpha looks pretty cool.
Prehistoric man befriends the very first dog in Alpha. It's the story of a man's search for loyalty, a best friend, and most importantly, someone to blame when he passes gas. Alpha, in theaters everywhere.
So this last one is my favorite story of all. Just when you thought Johnny Depp and Amber Heard couldn't get any nastier. They were married very briefly. She said he abused her. He said she used to punch him. They got in a big, huge fight. So he decided to release some information about Amber's 30th birthday party. Uh-huh. Sources are saying that Johnny and Amber got in a fight one night. And Amber, to get back at him, decided to go, how do I say this, defecate in their bed?
Poopy, 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 ew, poopy, ew.
So, and he blamed it on the dog?
No, she blamed it. He said, you pooped in our bed. She said, I did not. That was the Pomeranian Boo.
What?
And but then the housekeeper came forward and was like, there's no way Boo could have pooped that big. Boo's a tiny little Pomeranian. That is way too much to come out of Boo. You did it. And then she said, no, Boo had some serious bowel issues. I would have never done something that disrespectful. So then Amber Heard's people are saying, we're going to move on from this. We don't want to engage in this nonsense.
She dumped in the bed?
She went caca in the bed.
Oh, what was that movie with the guy from with William Shatner?
Who?
The TV show, The Law Office, with William Shatner and James...
Not LA.
He also did Blacklist.
Oh, that guy. No, I can picture his face.
Remember the movie he did where at the end of the movie he takes a pile of
James
dog.
Spader?
Yeah. He takes a pile of dog duty, and it's the part of the relationship they have. Secretary.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yes. Oh, isn't that a great movie? And then at the end he puts the dog poop on the bed in the morning, and she comes in and she goes, oh, a gift. Okay, I don't know why I brought that up. Sorry. Back to Johnny Depp.
Hi, it's Johnny Depp. We've all been there. A dog poops in your bed and it ruins your relationship. Well, not anymore. With Johnny Depp's dog training, I'll teach your pooch to not poop in your bed. Observe. No, Rex, do not poop in the bed. I see you standing on the bed and perching. You better not poop in the bed. No, I do not want you to poop in the bed, so you should not poop in the bed, doggy. That's right. Good boy. You are not pooping in the bed, and I'm glad you're not. And you're pooping in the bed. Parlay. So ignore that one example. And if you want to keep your dog from pooping in the bed, hire me, Johnny Depp. With Johnny Depp's dog training, your dog won't poop in the bed anymore. And, oh, come on.
Rick Stacy in the morning with Jill and Smokestack.